Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees, and in the U.S. you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Yo gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, doo. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, doo. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't blast. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Uh-huh. Allah.
Allah.
Uh-huh.
The creator.
Uh-huh.
I wear that armor. No fear. BMA all day and night. Emacs the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Durant Sean.
And welcome once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street. And it's very, very nice to be here once again. Al Porter, Man in the Street. That's chapter 6, verse 26. And that M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation, acronym for Music Activism News. BlogTalkRadio.com. For those who went there and went under Emacs Radio, it's appreciated. But you can use the phone number of 646-478-0944 to call in and say what's on your mind. I appreciate the 216-804. I appreciate seeing all these ones in a row. Hope that's not a bill collector. Anyway, I'm going to give you three quick disclaimers before I go to the phone line and at least the top 10 countdown. And the disclaimer number one is you get info on this show, so I have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, smartphone for info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, just stay silent and go back on hold. You don't have to hang up. But if you change your mind, you can always press the one key if you didn't do it, or you can call back because it's important to hear what's on your mind as well. I'm going to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday, music and entertainment. Number 10, Black Odyssey. Nice little video releases. Number 9, well, debuting the Donald Trump March. More on that later on. Number 8, debuting the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop this Saturday. More on that later. Number 7, Eastside tops the grand opening last Friday off of Broadway and Turney Road. Lady Prophet, quite a few others were there. Congratulations, Brother E. Number 6, debuting King Swisher, Turn Up. That was like last Saturday off of East 55th and Broadway. Not to be confused, even though that debuted. Controversies, City Is Mine, was on East 55th Showcase last Saturday as well. Just a different part of East 55th. That was in the number 5 spot. But number 4, moving up, the Black Wealth Music Group, live at the Symposium last Saturday. HJS, Man in the Street, Sir Coop, Don P, and many more. Number 3, moving up, yeah, they had the Pride Festival downtown. Number 2, moving up, the Ward 5 Community Festival was real nice. And moving all the way up, Tri-C Jazz Fest featuring Eric Wilson and just many more. That was a beautiful thing in itself. What I'm going to do before I go to the first phone caller is to at least let people know, if you choose, you can check out Tomahawk Radio, 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on a Monday, WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. Or Art McCoy's radio show, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, which is Sundays, WERE 1490 AM as well, www.newstalkcleveland.com. I want to also throw out there, if you choose to, you can Facebook Black on Black Crime Incorporated, or you can go to the blackonblackcleveland.com website for Black on Black Crime, Inc. And for those who don't know, they're having an impeachment march Cleveland, Sunday, July 2nd, 2017, 12:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m., march in cooperation with Los Angeles and cities nationwide. But this one's going on at Willett Park at the Freestat next to Cleveland City Hall. Impeach President Donald Trump, or the www.impeachmentmarch.com. I guess some of the ones involved are Imperial Women Coalition, Black Lives Matter, Stop Targeting Ohio's Poor, Black on Black Crime, Inc., Medina County Together, Protecting Our Children's Safety, ClevelandUrbanNews.com, National Action Network, Fairfax Business Association, Indivisible Cleveland Heights, Indivisible Parma, District 11 Indivisible, Badass Teachers, BMAD, Indivisible Cleveland, Peace in the Hood, International Women's Day, Cleveland International Council of Negro Women, Rebuilding Our Village, Black Man's Army, New Black Panther Party, Cleveland, Ohio, USA Task Force for Community Mobilization. So as I put that back to the side here, there are plenty of people just waiting to talk. So I'm going to go to 216-804, 216-804. How you doing out there?
Yeah.
And what's going on with you?
Mr. Porter, I'm calling one thing, wish you a happy belated birthday on June 24th.
Thank you.
And I hope you have many, many more.
Appreciate that one. I do. And anything else on your mind?
Well, sir, there's just so much going on. And I'll just wait and let you tell them.
You know something? I can appreciate that. So what I'll do is I'll go on and do the best I can to talk about some things. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. Have a good evening.
You too. You too. Hold in line, please. Hold in line, please. Like I say, if somebody hears something and they say, wow, I wish I'd spoke on that, they can always call back and speak on it. Well, that first song said a lot, that we started out with Tribal War Cry. But I also want to point out one of those things that I'm proud of, that I'm a part of, the City of Cleveland. City of Cleveland, Mayoral Debate 2017, July 22nd, 2017. That's on a Saturday from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Some of the things that will be brought up are Tamir Rice, the $88 million downtown project for the Cavs, 11 black women murdered on Imperial Avenue, 137 shots, public education schools, mayoral control. Wow, the Godwin murder, you know, the Facebook killing. Abandoned houses, Roten problem, building bridges between the black community and the Cleveland Police Department. moderator Raynard Jackson, chairman of Black Americans for a Better Future, and syndicated columnist. Sponsored by the Inner City Republican Movement and Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Hip Hop Workshop. The deadline is July the 2nd, 2017, by 6 p.m. All mayoral candidates must register by July 2nd, 2017. There'll be a door prize gift basket sponsored by the Ohio Diversity Coalition. Location is Black on Black Crime, Inc. headquarters, which is at 15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. You can contact downtown Donna Brown at 216-702-1207, the Sheriff Al Porter Jr., 216-804-7462, or Cynthia Blake, 330-571-3158. Light lunch and refreshments will be provided. I'm looking forward to that myself. Before I do anything else, let me stop before I go to all those ones and at least start it up this way and say that for those who didn't hear or what have you, I want to let you know that Mobb Deep, hip-hop group from Queensbridge Housing Projects, Queensbridge Housing in New York City with members Havoc and Prodigy. Rest in peace, rest in heaven for Prodigy. He passed from sickle cell at the age of 42, which he battled since birth. One of the most successful duos in hip-hop, selling over 3 million. Wow, 3 million copies. Now, Prodigy passed June 20th, 2017. The group had an estimated worth of $10 million. Started with the names Poetical Prophets in 1992, then Havoc and Prodigy, 1993, their debut. Now, that's my personal favorite, Juvenile Hell. 1994 single, Shook Ones Part 1. But 1995, the infamous, and 1996, Hell on Earth, critically acclaimed. 2017, they were still together. But 1995 and 96, that was their critical success. Also, send out prayers for East Cleveland's own, but he provided such news, whether you loved him or hated, it didn't matter. He at least got out there to do something. 44112news.com's founder and East Cleveland fighter brothers. He suffered a stroke and is in a coma in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I will say that prayer does work. If you don't believe me, 104-year-old Judge Jean Merle Capers. She's beginning to eat, get her appetite back at 104 years young. Until the late last year, she was one of the co-hosts and on-air personalities at the Art McCoy University of Common Sense. A few members of the show got a chance to go see her, and that was a blessing. She took ill, but now she's doing a lot better now. So let me go check on all these ones, because I believe it's probably a bill collector, but who knows. All these ones in a row, how you doing out there? All these ones in a row going twice? And going a third time? And I just want to say I thank you very much for at least not hanging up. I can appreciate that. What I will do is I'm going to take the time to get into maybe like one storyline, and that storyline will lead into bits and pieces of what it is I'm a part of and why I do what I do. It's always better off to be your own here and there, but I got to get to something, a real, real good storyline that's here. Last Wednesday at 6:30 p.m., you can check the Art McCoy or my Facebook page or what have you. Fox 8 News by Ed Gallick. It was entitled, if you want to go to the Fox 8 News, Cleveland. If you want to go there, you can check it out. But on the Fox 8 News page, it's entitled, Legendary Local High School Coach Team Scramble for Cover During Shootout. Now, last Wednesday at 6:30 p.m., East 120th Street and Arlington Road, summer practice for the world-famous Glensville High School and local legend Ted Ginn Sr., famous for working tirelessly to help inner-city kids avoid trouble. He helped them to be able to succeed. He makes our city look good. Anyway, Ginn makes Cleveland look good by sending out Super Bowl high-quality college members to go out there, highly educated, all that kind of good stuff. But at 6:30 p.m. last Wednesday, two groups of young guys got in a shootout steps away from the practice field, firing dozens of shots, causing coaches and players to hit the deck, parents hugging the outdoor bleachers, and next to them was another practice field, all right, where a neighborhood football team was also practicing with some players as young as six. Now, Coach Ginn said that, look, gunfire has erupted there multiple times. I want to give a shout-out to Alinda Sales Clark. Now, she has a son on the team and is nervous about sending him back until everyone can be protected. Clark's now working with activist Art McCoy. Plans Wednesday, 5:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, this week, at the scene of Bump Taylor Field off East 120th and Arlington off Eddy Road. And parent activist Alinda started a Facebook page called What It Do Page. What It Do Page. This is the go-to page for what to do now. This page will be used to spotlight positive community activities and events before tragedy strikes. Now, my 10-foot step ladder for my soapbox shows what can happen if a parent or one person can get up off their ass and change something. Linda Landa says, Clark, you know, Landa sells Clark. Ms. Ice, she works out in the entertainment industry as well, but she started something to help get results instead of saying, oh, woe is me. What y'all going to do to help me? Do it for yourself while demanding politicians be held accountable. That's what you're supposed to do. You do it for yourself. And the reason that I'm pointing that out is this Thursday, 6 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, the Man-to-Man program will be held at 15415 Kipling Avenue off Ivanhoe. That's a 44110 area code. And Man-to-Man is the Black on Black Crime, Inc., as it offers alongside Black Man's Army, Man-to-Man program for young people. They say ages 14 to 21, but if we have somebody show up 9, 10, 11, we don't turn them away. We're not supposed to. Man-to-Man is a regular guided interaction between positive elders, known as guides, and young Black males in a safe, convenient, and comfortable environment, and will encourage personal growth through conversations and other activities among elders called guides and young men, because personal growth occurs through listening and quiet reflection, through dialogue and action. And it needs to have that elder-youth interaction that will develop youth-to-youth interpersonal relations necessary to the spread of information and a development of productive and personal information. As a matter of fact, critical evaluation of labor market trends, education and training, job search strategies, workplace relations, financial management, healthy living, spiritual growth, conflict resolution, and anger management, arts and crafts, as guides will come from many walks of life and will include professional, highly skilled, and other workers. Pairs of guides are encouraged. We have a couple of them coming out this week, including a young brother who has been married to the same woman for almost like, it seems like a decade, and they have three children together. Kind of breaks the norm. And another business person on top of it. So guides who have developed successful lives, even after early deficits, are especially welcome to show and tell people how it happened and what can happen. The number one bus passes by, number 37 passes by. Both of them pass between Euclid Avenue and East 152nd. East 152nd and St. Clair intersection, but you can take the number 28 bus and get off on Euclid Ave and walk down. Now, I do tell people, so if I come there, you don't have to hang up. Before I try to picture another song and play another song, I see a phone call come through with all these ones on it. But what I might do is take the time and play a little interesting commercial. And I'll be right back after this. This was on that Black House Sounds Presents Sheriff Kilroy. This features a brother by the name of Kilsay.
Al Gordon. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man. Kilsay.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Gordon. they got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're not rocking with the man in the streets. We put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're not rocking with the man in the streets. Outboy, they got the news, kill stay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Outboy, they got it locked for an hour block. And kill stay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in the Outboy, the Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome can search, ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't last in my lines, I'm opening people's minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets. We put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Outpour, they got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. We put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Outpour, they got the news, kill stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. We put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Outpour, they got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah.
Probably have another couple of things to at least play and get through, which is all right with me. I want to thank everybody who is still rocking with this particular program. I do wish to put out here while I'm doing everything else and just let people know once again certain things that are going on and that are happening. Feel free to at least look out for everybody and show up for different things. That'll be a nice thing. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell people that if you haven't heard about it, thevoiceatradio.com, Mondays is the main event radio show, which is 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, featuring myself, Brother Larry, Most Electrifying, and then voiceatradio.com on Tuesdays is the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop radio show, which is on Tuesdays at 5 p.m., also Cleveland Standard Time. Then I want to at least let people know, since you say I don't mention too many things, the committee to elect Gail Sparks, official office is at 12923 Shaker Boulevard, Suite 102, Cleveland, Ohio, 44120. The number is 216-372-3628. That's Gail Sparks, or Sparks, S-P-A-R-K-S, number 4, CONCIL.com. Man in the Streets endorsed for one reason and one reason only. She was one of the first two people who came out. Besides another favorite, Kimberly F. Brown, Ward 1, but Gail Sparks came out, and one of her first things to go along with her literature, which is very strong, build up Ward 4, not downtown, and making the inner city a priority and not being a rubber stamp for Mayor Frank Jackson and other powers that be, which is very deep because at least some people whisper about it, but she's talked it. Then again, that Brown Report newspaper from Kimberly F. Brown deals with things straight out and open too. I also want to give a shout out to East Cleveland. I have to do that part because in East Cleveland you have some nice things going on out there as well, and I would be remiss if I didn't even point out some of what was happening, such as the Ernest L. Smith East Cleveland Ward 3 People's Tour, where he's dealing with economics, personal growth, development, infrastructure. He has one coming up on Wednesday the 28th, 4 to 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time off of Allegheny and Mayfair. And then he also has one on Saturday, July 1st at Allegheny Circle, 3 to 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. So when you see people getting out there to at least go and speak to those issues and say what's on their mind, that is very important. As a matter of fact, I might as well point out that the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop number 181 is this Saturday, July 1st, 1:45 p.m. to 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 1899 Main Classroom Building, East 22nd Street. Enter from Chester or Euclid Avenue, large room number 136, Cleveland State University. Ronnie B's Hip Hop Workshop News, the Hip Hop Workshop Power Cipher with East Side Black Wealth Music Group, which I'm ambassador. They will sponsor this month's workshop. DJ Dollar Rock will have the Prodigy Mobb Deep tribute. You will also have none other than giveaways and stuff like that from Sheriff Kilroy. You will have something from Ballhead Fred, Inner City Republican Movement. It's a Mama Porter celebration, but she's not on social media, so she won't know what's going on. Black Lives Matter Cuyahoga County, they've got a topic they want to bring out. Standing, they will definitely bring up a nice little topic. We will have standing ovation standout, Queen Hayes, mayoral candidate Brandon Krostowski. That's Brandon Krostowski. You have a man among men, probably a DVD showing or in part. And I also want to say that one thing about our hip-hop workshop, much love. Want to see Sister Laverne. Got to have Laverne Jones Gore. Got to have her at least be on the ballot for the same reason why Sarah the Vigilant the Projects, Sarah doing some other things the past few years. It'd be nice to have a mother, businesswoman, a woman who came to a hip-hop workshop. She was the first mayoral candidate to come to our hip-hop workshop that we had on the inside of a facility. Mayor Frank Jackson had come through to an outside event just to sit there and watch music being played in the James Brown tribute. But you remember the first one. And then the second lady who came through was one by the name of Donna Walker Brown. So with that being said, before I go and play like the next track, which I really like, is called Keep Praying from Black Odyssey, I'm going to check and see if All Ones number want to speak, because if they don't want to, that's all right. We'll put them back on hold. But All Ones, you got anything you'd like to add to the conversation? Always try to be fair. Going twice? Gotcha. We appreciate you for listening. And so what I do is live up to the reputation of the show, and we will be back shortly. But once again, I do want to say I appreciate everything. I appreciate the people who listen. It's a blessing in itself. Be right back after this.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bow. Let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. Yeah, no matter what.
It's a new day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God. Keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the All Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why, look. Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Now to the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. And I'm gonna keep praying.
They say I'm too serious. I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is strife. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Traded hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil' Chris, 19, facing two murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Gonna say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
A moment of silence. Yeah, said the plans of a man
will come true for you if he praying.
Yeah.
So keep praying,
yeah.
Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying,
yeah.
Please keep praying, and I'm gonna keep saying,
yeah.
Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying,
yeah.
If we praying,
yeah.
And I'm gonna keep praying,
yeah.
So keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying,
yeah.
Keep praying,
yeah.
Cause we praying,
yeah.
Keep praying,
yeah.
And keep praying,
yeah.
No matter what,
love
you,
keep praying,
yeah.
No matter what.
All right, we do have to keep praying. We always do. I want to get one of the heavier pieces out of the way, but before I do, I do wish to take the time and let people know, because sometimes they say I don't give enough information to tell people if there are other people out there doing certain things, so I kind of need to. I can't ask for people to support me if I don't support other people, so I will let you know that the OPN Nation Radio, which is at 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, you can check it out on Thursdays on WeUpRadio.com. You can also check out, while I'm on the subject, Facebook, I Am a Superwoman Radio, or Alfred Porter, one profile picture of a sheriff's hat. So that's Alfred Porter, J.R. period. Alfred Porter, J.R. period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Hey, I'll just pop up on you. Also, since I didn't get a chance to throw that out there, I'll let people know that Saturdays at midnight, Cleveland Standard Time, there's 216 Radio on WCSB.org. And now I get to at least touch upon a couple of things. See, people say to me, hey, shouldn't you just support everything in your party? And I'm going to tell you like this. I joined my party because I kind of know my history. Frederick Douglass let me know why I wasn't three-fifths of a human being. Broke it down. Also, because of what happened with Abraham Lincoln. Kind of why I am mostly a Kasich supporter, because he's kind of closer to the values, you know, and at least he looked out and said, wait a minute, almost like for the least of the type of thing. But, you know, I find it very interesting because when I look at things, it's a whole lot of things, and I look at what the where the president may be going, where Trump, you know, he said that, hey, I think it was the past Saturday, he called out the Obama administration, called them out, basically speaking, for at least not taking stronger actions against Russia for meddling in the 2016 elections, and contradicting to a degree this past year's statements and saying and suggesting without proof that they were trying to, you know, help the Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. I might say that, you know, in some ways I might actually say, you know, the president back then could have done a lot more, but he just didn't. Obama didn't. But his tweets did come after, like, certain things happened, and the Obama White House had received reports as early as August 2016 regarding Russian President Vladimir Putin's direct involvement in the cyber campaign, with, you know, instructions to at least delete or damage Clinton and help to elect Trump. Now, that was according to what they felt from the Russian government. Now, the Obama administration would not publicly say Russia was attempting to interfere with the elections until October the 7th. Yep, that was kind of a thought they should have come out a lot stronger. But Trump has long disputed the Russian interference with the election. He did call it all a big Democratic hoax. But the past Friday, and I'm just putting it all in the context on what happened, after the everything came out, Trump demanded to know why Obama had done more to stop the meddling. Wow, big difference in some of the reactions earlier. Now, Trump did raise his own theories, saying that the Obama administration, you know, that they choked. And when it came to acting on the Russian meddling, and that they didn't want to hit Hillary, but he provided no explanation or, you know, evidence, which is kind of scary about the whole thing. The one thing that I will say that makes this even more interesting is that Russia meddled in last year's presidential election as part of a decades-long effort to undermine American democracy. Now, that's what the CIA director, he had said. And it's very interesting because he did get up there and say, hey, I guess I'm wondering what's going to happen, if it will be a Comey situation or anything like that. But when I have people call in, I'm going to go to 216-571 and see what might be on their mind. 216-571, what's on your mind right now?
Is that me? How you doing?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
All right, Al Porter, my brother and the activist, one of the greatest workers out here for our people. That was a good report on the latest of what's going on and with our candidates, what's going on in the presidency. Thank you for that. Just had one announcement.
I'm ready.
Candidate, kick off.
Okay, let me write this down. I'm ready.
Kick off. Saturday, July 15, 2017, from 3 to 6 p.m. Where? 79th and Central. Press release? Yes. Free admission, free food, free entertainment. You know I want you to bring some of that good old entertainment with you, right? Free door prize.
Okay.
And that's my kickoff. That means the books is closed as of July 30th. The books is closed. No more filing petitions. No more opposing candidates. If you want to get rid of them, or, you know, all that, books closed. I want to celebrate and get the party started.
Where are you running? Where are you running? Let everybody know, where are you running?
I am I'm running for Ward 6. Ward 6, currently Ward 6, Blaine Griffith is the current appointed council person from he's a newly appointed council person from predecessor Mamie Mitchell, who represented his ward for nearly a decade. So, you know, I'm looking at all of the announcements in here for nothing leading to real jobs. That's my fight. We have 36,000 city of Cleveland workers unemployed and 2,000 and almost in each ward. So the fight is going to be on with the corridor over here from Quebec to Quincy, that highway they building. Where's my black folks that you promised us and used the community for as an initiative to get funded for this project? Our black folks need jobs. We don't need promises.
Ooh.
The kickoff, though. The kickoff. I want to see you there. Bring some entertainment. Bring some rappers. It's a social thing. I'm ready to party. And,
all right, and you just said it's 59th and Central?
Yeah, that's 79th and Central by Josephine's Bar. You know where that is?
Yes, I do. Okay.
Josephine's Tavern.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's one of my fights. That's going to be one of my projects. I'm initiating a petition. I still get collecting signatures on 6,000 signatures to legislate it on the ballot, that you must hire my people.
Got you, and I appreciate that. Thank you
so
much.
Back to one question. What was in your report, Trump, can you have more forms on this, please? That's all I want to ask you. Would you do that for me?
Because you're asking, I will do everything I can. As a matter of fact, by you being where you are in your ward, man, in the streets will travel because we do need to keep those forms open. I do know that will probably be brought up on July the 2nd, if I'm not mistaken, from 12:30 to 2:30 at the Willard Park at the Free Stamp next to Cleveland City Hall, which is right by, if I'm not mistaken, 6th and Lakeside. So I got you.
Thank
and
you.
Because you asked, I'm putting it in, you know, in quotation marks, forms. We got you.
Peace and love.
Peace and love, and thank you. And if you hold a line, you probably will like what we're about to get into. I promise you that much.
Thank you.
Thank you. And you know something? This is what I do. Give me at least maybe 2 minutes before I play anything else, because I want to add something. Because if we go by saying things with no proof, which is, in other words, that's why I pull out the 60-foot step ladder for this soapbox, because if Trump talks reckless as a president and flip-flops with no evidence, then maybe he should be able to take what he puts out. Which brings me to my next subject, Johnny Depp, you know, the star of Pirates of the Caribbean, not sure, but tomato, tomato. But, you know, over the weekend, made a crude joke. He asked about when was the last time a president was assassinated by an actor, talking about John Wilkes Booth 150 years ago, killed Abraham Lincoln. So Depp kind of added and said, well, the people are ready for it to happen again. Now, after Depp said it, Secret Service visited him. Depp, hey, he apologized. Okay, he did say that he simply meant to amuse. Now, White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer, well, he called it a double standard. Basically speaking, he said that it's a violence to Trump and the Republican National Committee Chair, let me make sure I get her name right, Ronna Romney McDaniel, said that no joke about killing the president is acceptable and is sick of celebrities getting away with murder. This kind of should work two ways. I mean, has Trump ever apologized for anything? I mean, has he at all? Let's think about it. Even going back to Ramadan, if people don't know about what Ramadan is, it's like the fourth month of the Islamic calendar. It commemorates the revelation of the Quran to Muhammad. 29 to 30 days of fasting, according to Islamic beliefs. And, you know, for the first time in 20 years, now, some people have said it's a tradition. I don't know if you can say 20 years are a tradition, but I will say that President Clinton, President Bush, some people may not have liked him, but he, President Clinton, and President Obama, they had a White House conceived and hosting the end of Ramadan. The last day they would have a feast, and which was a tradition of unity. And it's very interesting. I guess it also showed peace and respect. Now, Trump, he kind of ended it. He did send a letter out with warm regards to Muslims. It was a letter saying that he and his wife sent it out, the first lady, that they have respect. But then again, you sent a letter saying respect instead of a dinner showing respect. And it's kind of interesting. You know, I was talking to Most Electrifying earlier. You know, Larry H. Gardner had a very, very interesting synopsis. If you're talking about peace and doing things peacefully and all of that, imagine out there, people, your car gets hit, maybe total. You come out there, your car's been hit, you don't see a driver in sight, but you see a note on your windshield. Everything's cracked, doors dented in, all of that. Hubcap one way, maybe the axle's broke. But you look at the note that's left for you, and the note says, I apologize for hitting the vehicle. I don't have insurance, but God bless you. That's all I'm going to say right now. I think right now I'm going to play this next song. And like I say, if you put out there you never apologize for certain things, then how in the heck are you going to cry when somebody does it to you? From Kathy, cry now? Oh, come on. Let's rise, people. Live from the garage.
Hey. LMCG. So much shit in the world going on. Smoking weed, drinking Hennessy to keep a nigga strong. Am I wrong? Cause the nigga want his soul, click the ball. I vowed to never slip, haters wanna see me fall. Thank God for hip hop, the rhyme and the rhythm. Could have been a lost dude committing crime, sent to prison. But I had a strong mama, she instilled in me my history. Now I'm in a position where niggas only wish to be. Look, this ain't shit to me, I do this for the love. Do it just because the funds will go to my son. He be ballin' when I'm dead and in the grave. Give a fuck about the fame, get familiar with the name Malik, nigga. Next to y'all was born to be a king. Is the picture clearer? The young monster, they can't conquer the fear is in them. In my pen is venom, label me the ticket. Feeling revolutionary flow, the government might wanna kill him. If you don't give a fuck, then put your fist up in the air. Black and strong like my name is Samson, drippin' in my hair. The legend in the making, on my way to greatness. Stone is for the taking, competition missing, center straight to Satan. Heaven sent with a devilish flow. The best and it's evident, nigga, I guess you should know that I come to rape the game. And I ain't giving no apologies. Treat my lyrics like Twitter, you bitch. You should follow me.
So much shit in the world going on. Smoking weed, drinking Hennessy to keep a nigga strong. Am I wrong? Cause the nigga want his soul, click the ball. I vowed to never slip, haters wanna see me fall.
I'ma rise on these niggas, rise on these niggas, sweat it. I'ma rise on these niggas, rise on these niggas, sweat it. I'ma rise on these niggas, rise on these niggas. Let me have to ride on these niggas, ride on these niggas. Revolutionary on the run. A couple dollars, Malcolm X, book bullets, my gun. They wanna lock me down like H-Rap Brown, but like they said he did them pigs, I'ma click clack pow. To give a fuck about a cop, fuck cowl behind a badge. I won't hesitate to load up my shit and just let it blast by. I wear my hair long, I'm representing my roots. A lot of niggas out here lying, but I'ma give you the truth. They ask for my religions, I tell them black nationalism. A lot of activists died through me, man, they still living. And every day I'm alive, I strive to just make a difference. I ride for niggas in prison, so those are poverty stricken victims of the system. For generations, half black man in the White House, the nation changes. Yo, America's still a racist society. Right. Middle fingers to crackers, like, why the fuck is you iron?
So much shit in the world going on. Smoking weed, drinking Hennessy to keep a nigga strong. Am I wrong? Cause the nigga want his soul, click the ball. I vowed to never slip, haters wanna see me fall.
Rise on these niggas, rise on these niggas, sweat it. I'ma rise on these niggas, rise on these niggas, sweat it. I'ma rise on these niggas, rise on these niggas. Make me have to ride on these niggas, ride on these niggas.
Hello, this is Mike Seals with the Workers' Justice Committee. I have lived in Cleveland for more than 50 years, and what I saw Monday night at Cleveland City Hall made me sick. Our heartless mayor, Frank Jackson, and his dishonest council president, Kevin Kelly, they confirmed for me they don't care about the people who live in our city. They are content to let us live in poverty with low-wage jobs and no hope for a better tomorrow. Just last year, they robbed us of our right to vote to raise the minimum wage in the city of Cleveland, and now they are giving away an estimated $88 million out of our pocket to a billionaire owner of the Cavs. If you are fed up with these backroom deals that only benefit the wealthy and the well-connected, then it's time to take action. We the people must raise up and hold Frank Jackson and Kevin Kelly accountable. We are stronger together and a powerful political force for change in our community. Join our movement by calling area code 866-900-8292. Again, that number is 866-900-8292.
And you wonder why I'm excited when I hear from people who don't rubber stamp what's going on from downtown, like LaVita Murray for Ward 6 who calls in. That I'm just saying right now. I also want to take the time before I go into anything else, because I've been letting people know here and there as best as I could. I will point out that there's a show called Roundtable Radio, which is on Mondays through Fridays, 6 to 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 1-800-214-6186. And also, since I'm looking at it, I want to also push out there Mondays through Fridays. I did that part, but how about Saturdays? WHK, 1220 AM, The Word, Saturdays, 2 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, The Tony Fruit Show. Definitely. And as I leave off, you can always Facebook or blog talk D Gambit Radio or Bored and Restless Radio. Letting you all know there are a lot of different media outlets or places to get yourself heard and promote what you're doing. As I take the time to stop, this one is very interesting, and I'll tell you why. I only need a 10-foot step ladder for this soapbox. It'll only take a couple of minutes as I let you know that, you know, 17-year-old Cleveland Heights, Ohio, defensive end Tyreek Smith tried out for the Ohio State University training camp last week. Now, Alabama, LSU, Michigan, Notre Dame, Oklahoma, they've all expressed interest. But he made national news with his T-shirt, which read, "I hope I don't get killed for being black." A lot of people are like, "Oh, come on, why'd he say that?" But let's face it, with cops being let off, killing black people, doesn't matter if you see it on Facebook Live, videotape, what have you, smartphone, you see the dash cam footage, and then the city might pay it off, yep, out of taxpayer money, and the cops go free, or you could die in your own area because you break up a fight. And at a basketball court, of all things, 27-year-old passed on East 136th at Garland Park on Harvard Avenue. That's the same park where before he was murdered. By about 2 weeks, Black House Sounds, Anita Tobin, Ronnie B performed there alongside Miss Mickey of VoiceOfRadio.com, who had us come through. We performed, giving positive messages. And it's very interesting because a couple of weeks later, same park, Aramis Roy breaks a fight up. Now, he's setting an example for his two nephews. He stops two fools from fighting. One gets mad, wants to fight him. He says, "Get out of here." Aramis turns his back and leaves. So the clown, jackass, whatever you want to call him, goes up behind him and shoots him two times in the back. While he's on the ground, shoots him again in the head. Black on Black Crime Incorporated the past week, Thursday, ended up joining Ward 1 candidate for council, Kimberly F. Brown. We do back and support for that vigil. Now that I think about it, maybe I need that T-shirt that Tyreek Smith wore. And before I do anything else, I'm going to at least do this. I mentioned it. It's coming up. You've got the hip-hop workshop, and that's happening this week. What is the hip-hop workshop? This should explain it a little bit.
Black House Sound B, man. It's the web for the hip-hop workshop. You know what I'm saying? That worked out. I'm trying to pay homage to that. You know what I'm talking about?
It be the hip-hop workshop. It be the hip-hop workshop, yeah. We on that workshop. We put them lyrics on the back. We workshop. It be the hip-hop workshop, it be that hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work, how we put them lyrics on the back. Until we work, I'm on a different channel. Until we work, got Motley spitting verses. Until we work, Motley music surface. Look like no commercial show. When they claim my group was so controversial. Show before my Taylor flow, dedicated to get the dough. Back 2005, off the court was letting them know. Black on black crime, East Cleveland fest, we going down. The rock is in its prime. Hip hop workshop help you use your mind on the daily grind. Too many snakes to promote us. That's why I got it since they keep us off and taking over. Cleveland talent is cold. Opening up the doors. So Cleveland hip hop awards. You think I learned about third boy? We don't support Cleveland artists. Is what you so concerned for? None of you want to try to show people become a third boy.
Hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop. Yeah, we on that work. How we put them lyrics on the bag? Do we work? It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip workshop, yeah. We on that work. How we put them lyrics on the page. We work out.
Easy Neighborhood, Ping Pong, and Chess House. That's where the hip-hop workshop started out.
design of a decade. 2004, we're legendary, historic, and much more. First hip hop show at the EC Theater. First hip hop show at the Calling Post Building. Our photos made the plane dealer many times. Many Suave Scotty coming through just to drop a rhyme. Be real, popping Willie in his wheelchair. After Real, Brother Ted, they were there. Alex Moore and Maluka filmed the show. Remember Londi, Brandon, and Josh Soul. Red Dog, the brother dressed in all red. AUG and Beat Effect, the thoroughbred. It's time to go back, back into rhyme. Back to the future, back into time. Truth Cap, Spade 216 was called Soldier. Nappy Head Fred was Fred G, but old dub and old now he's Bald Head Fred. Remember Renaissance? Before Oprah, you became the Doghouse. The governor of EC, who used to rock, changed his name to Sean Niggy Niggy Knock, and paved the way for On Deck DNA. Almost forgot Big E and Solomon Kane, the terror flows from Chemical Ali. Big Buddha Star would sing R&B, Queen of Fool and Dove kept it Afrocentric. Bill Swain kept the revolution mentioned. Shout out to the creator, Mama Porter, Dollar Rock, Lady D, Art McCoy. You can be mean, but keep it clean.
It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work out. We put them lyrics on the bags. We work out. It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work out. We put them lyrics on the bag until we work out.
When I first started out, I simply tripped down Euclid and Ebro. That's when Dollar Rock was on the turntable, straight rocking the show. 5 years later, we shared it, opened the door, I knew I felt blessed. That's when I got promotional inspiration from GMS. That beautiful voice from Miss Tammy always relieved my stress, cause she let me know when it comes to life, it's a valuable test. When you got one to live, you try your best to achieve something for it. That's why I love colors of the rainbow from the solo poet. That motivate me to do my thing and just keep phone flowing, whatever time from 10-08, man, just kept my mind going. From black on black to the OPN, man, that's love I'm showing. Because they savage on the movement, it's just currency growing. Shouts out to Art McCoy for keeping alive 137 shots. That's why I stay such a freaking high side. From crook and cop, hip hop workshop is the bread that I have you on the journey to fame. If you ain't about that, then listen to Ronnie B's Windows of Pain.
It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work out. We put them lyrics on the bag till we work out. It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work out. We put them lyrics on the bag until we work out.
As a matter of fact, before I do leave out, I'm going to take the time. This is like just a 6-foot step ladder for my soapbox. You know, sometimes things may seem a little bit under. I would say it might not seem it. Wow, he's actually spending a whole lot of time on these different articles or what's happening here and there. Maybe because I've dug a little bit deeper in something. It's called music activism and news. So if I haven't really dug deep into it, I might not talk about it. But that's why I open it up to the phone lines and go back to people, whether they answer it or not, just to see what's on their mind. I'm going to do a little bit of overtime because this one thing I just have to touch on, because for the 6-foot step ladder for this soapbox, it's real easy. Give me about maybe a minute and a half, you know, because President Trump, okay, I like the fact that he tweeted COVFEFE or something like that. I think it could have been, I did see somebody put out what they thought it was. It was like, because only very fragile egos fear equality. That's an interesting definition that I read. But anyway, last week, in explaining the past Wednesday why he has appointed one of the wealthiest cabinets in history, President Trump said, "I love all people, rich or poor, but in those particular positions, I just don't want a poor person. Does that make sense? If you insist, I'll do it, but I like it better this way." Now, he said it at a Cedar Rapids, Iowa rally, I believe. And I will admit, it makes some sense. I mean, you need someone who can handle contracts, handle people. I got that. But how many of you listeners are one paycheck away from being in dire straits, maybe even a paycheck away from poverty? Think about it. Even if you've got a high-paying job and you have a lot of stuff, if you lose that paycheck, and it goes on for a few weeks and you're not financed everything, you probably have to sell everything you own. And the reason I'm throwing it out there like this is if you're living paycheck to paycheck, a president, well, he may not understand poverty that well or even give poor people credit. Why? Here's one to think about. How many businesses have gone out of business recently? Nationwide, high-ranking companies, how many have gone out of business? How many have closed down because a corporate bigwig closed the chain or shut down a location or the company just folded? But everyone's out of work, struggling, juggling their lives. But wait. Along with the people let go are out of work, struggling. Some are, what, business managers? That's right. Supervisors? Payroll? Shift supervisors? The HR department? So a lot of them, no matter where they are right now, they can handle what? Contracts. Wait, they can handle different types of situation, including dealing with people, dealing with that. So this poor person just being poor with no skills is a sad way of looking at things. Maybe whoever's viewing it, from president to somebody who's wealthy or upper tier, they may be practicing in classism, looking at somebody of a different rate or what have you, and not really seeing them on the same wavelength as you are. I don't mean seeing them on the wavelength of having money or not. Seeing them as being a person, human being, being able to look them out of the eye and have some sort of empathy and realize something. It's kind of sad if you don't have that. It's definitely a sad way of seeing things. I'm just saying, going to deal with some other things by next week. Got some things I didn't get to this week. I didn't have to. I just want to say that I thank everybody who called in. And just because we all might not see eye to eye on everything, let's try to find some common ground. Because right now we've got a machine that's working. And I'll leave you with this thought. They see common ground on certain things. Why do you think when somebody ends up shot by a police officer, if that person is killed, or even if they're not, that person's family may get a lawyer or two. But the sad thing about it is that particular, I will say, police union will provide a lawyer, and 9 times out of 10, the city will provide a lawyer. So you're facing 2 or 3 people and attorneys and sections fight you. It's a machine that might not get along eye to eye altogether, but they sure unite to take care of themselves. So why can't people get together and unite together the same way? Hey, if you can get to some of those activities you heard about, please do. Be blessed, stay up, and continue to seek knowledge. Peace.